Om Shanti. Today is 24th May 2018, Thursday. Sadhguruvar, the magic of blessings. Today's Vardhan or today's blessing is, may you be a constant, non-stop, akhand, server, sevadhari, remaining free from any spinning of wasteful thoughts and do service free from obstacles. Everyone does service, but those who remain free from obstacles while serving have greater importance. Let there not be any type of obstacle in service. If there is any type of obstacle of the atmosphere, of the company or of laziness, that service is then damaged. A constant server can never be caught up in any obstacle. Let there not be the slightest obstacle even in your mind. Remain free from all the spinning of waste and you will be said to be a successful and constant server. So today's blessing is to become a constant server, to become free from the chakra of spinning of any wasteful thoughts, and to do service in a non-stop manner, constant manner. Everyone does service, but those who remain free from obstacles, they have greater importance. So if at all there is any obstacle, Baba has given few examples, obstacles of atmosphere, company or laziness, the service is then damaged. A constant server can never be caught up in any obstacle. So let there not be the slightest obstacle even in your mind. The other day when Shreya Ben was here and she was talking about service, she told a very beautiful thing. She said that those who jump straight away into service without going through few other steps, that service, they don't feel satisfaction. Unless and until you pass through few stages, first vairag, then tyag, then tapasya, and then service. If you don't pass through first three steps and straight away you jump into service, that service is bound to give you disturbance. There would be some disturbance of relationships. There would be disturbances of mind. Loon pani, what Baba says. You will having some or other sort of dissatisfaction. You will feel jealousy. Some amount of favoritism you will observe in the atmosphere. Something or other would be there that will come and will not allow you to remain unrattled. Something will come and make you disgruntled. So such disturbance, some upheaval are bound to occur in the service when you don't pass through the stages of vairag. Vairag for name and fame. We are doing service not because others should observe. We are doing service not because we want to gain name, fame and glory here. Not for that thing. Our service is just a pure and humble offering of the heart unto the Lord. It's not for any worldly recognition. The world may not recognize, or they may recognize it much later on. It's not for the worldly recognition. You know, in the last century, there was one person, probably the most intelligent person ever on this earth. Einstein was asked once, what do you think, how does it feel to be the most intelligent person on earth? He was asked this question. How does it feel? So he answered, don't ask me this question. Go to Nikola Tesla. He is the one who is the most intelligent person on this earth, not me. People have forgotten Nikola Tesla. But his intellect, his mind was beyond everyone. Even Einstein has said that I am not. If you want to ask what is intelligence, go to Nikola Tesla. He will tell you. There's a beautiful movie made on this life of this man, Nikola Tesla. How his mind worked, what all things happened. So, and he was most of the time, that time, unrecognized. People didn't understand him. But he was one of the genius. So in the similar manner, there were so many people on this planet Earth. They worked very hard, but nobody understood them. Nobody knew who they are in their lifetime. It is only after their death that people recognize them. There is also a beautiful painter, I forgot his name. I mentioned few times. Not Picasso. Picasso was well known even in his lifetime. The one who was a drunkard, the one who shot himself dead, the one who died at the age of 35. Anybody knows? The one who kept on painting and painting and painting whole day, sunlight, sunflower. What is his name? I forgot his name. He painted and people thought him to be mad. He later on only people recognized him. Not Leonardo, not Picasso, not Leonardo. It's a very good name. Okay, so these all people, they worked for the sake of working, for the joy of working, for the bliss of working, not because to show anybody. It's only after their death that people realize them. Okay, so Vairag has to be there. We are doing it for the work's sake. Work for the work's sake, not for any recognition. There is a natural, just Baba said yesterday's Vardhan, natural practice, natural attention. So for that, they are working naturally, oblivious of the worldly gains, just for the sake of love of that. So that is one. Tyag and tapasya. Internal tapasya should be going on. Otherwise, that seva will suck you up. Workaholic. That will create a subtle bondage. Because all seva which we are doing, because they are godly, they will lead to success. And success is an intoxication. Success, it's not so easy to accumulate all the success. Name and fame, only few can do that, not all. Because success make you fall. Because that induces subtle ego. That makes you into an attitude of holier than thou. I am better than you. I am holier than you. I am greater than you. Even while interacting with the lowest, we feel that we are, the intellectuals, we feel we are better than them. So that subtle ego, yeah? Vincent Van Gogh. So Vincent Van Gogh is one such example. People say he's a drunkard. People say he's this, he's this. But he is the man. When he went to one prostitute, that prostitute told him, "Your ear is so good." She said, "What? My ear is beautiful? Till now, nobody in my lifetime ever told me my ear is beautiful or my face is beautiful. Why? Anything is beautiful. Everybody kept on telling me you are good for nothing." Because what he opted for? To become painter. People, you don't earn anything. He went home, he cut his ears and carried and gave to that prostitute. "Take this. Because you loved it, no? That's why I brought it for you." This is a true story. You can see that his ear cut and bleeding. So, he was that sort of man. He didn't care about the world. But he was painting and painting and painting. He sat and he painted sun from morn till dusk. And his paintings nowadays are he is actually the pioneer of painting, you can say, in Europe. Vincent Van Gogh. But how many people recognized him? His brother even could not recognize him that time. These other people, Picasso and Michelangelo, they got recognition in their lifetime. I'm not talking of them. I'm talking of these people. And because these are real people. Okay, I accept they were not too much moral. But that doesn't mean that, but they had their own identity. So, Vairag, Tyag, Tapasya. These all things should be there. When these things are not there, you enter directly into service. Then there is a conflict. Conflict in relationships. Actually, relationships is like an electricity. Wrong connections and you get shocks. Right connections, and then lighting, fan, everything, AC, cooler, you feel comfort in that cozy atmosphere. But wrong connections here and there, and you try to touch, shocks you get. Mental shocks, emotional shocks, emotional jerks. So, think on this topic. What are the disturbances in service? 9 o'clock, everything is all right. I have done yoga. I am an angel. I have given sakash. I have gone to the Murli. Heard Murli. So bliss, nectar is flowing. Tava katha amritam. Oh, this amrit is flowing. Then taken breakfast in Baba's remembrance. And 9 o'clock, one reaches his workplace. And suddenly you got to know that person has gone on leave without informing. How dare he do? Where is he? Everything gone. All. This is the stage actually. 9 o'clock, everything is alright. Till 5 o'clock. 9 to 5. 5 o'clock, again I am an angel. I am sitting in yoga and I am spreading out vibrations of peace. Our sisters who work in the ICU, they say 9 o'clock everything is alright. The moment we enter ICU and we got to know that the labor has not come. And all things are undone at night. The night staff didn't do this. They just start blasting. Everything is gone. And by the time it is 5 o'clock, then they realize. Then again back to yoga. Near Shantistam. Yogic pose. Unblinking eyes. Still body. And sending out vibrations. And then night discussion of knowledge. Gyan charcha. And then Amrit Vela, very strong, very powerful. Very powerful Murli. And in between class. But the moment one comes on workplace, everything is disturbed. Where is that Gyan and where is that Yoga and where is that stage and Sthiti? Everything is gone. So, make a list of obstacles at workplace. What are the obstacles at workplace? Phone calls, people, words, relations, people's behavior. They are good for nothing, they don't understand anything and they are useless, we feel. What to do? We have tried to explain somebody 10 times and on 11th time he does the same mistake. What to do? Suraj Bhaiji had given one example. One Sevadhari had come. Long back, he said, when he even was new here. So, one Sevadhari had come. And that Sevadhari was... He said, I don't know anything. He said, okay, we will teach you. So, they taught him. Suraj Bhaiji taught him to make khichdi. So, first time he made some mistake. Some blunder in making khichdi. More of dal and less of rice. The next time, again the mistake. Third time, again. Fourth time, again. Fifth time, again. Now, he said, I had two options. Either to get angry and to scold him that in spite of teaching you so many times, still you commit blunders. Or second option is to understand that his intellect is this much only. He is not made for those higher intellectual. He can do some other, give him some other job. Other job means lifting things and putting somewhere. These types of jobs. Stool. Keeping things from here to there. Bring this, bring that. Such jobs. You can't give them intellectual tasks. Because the moment you tell them, do these five things. Gone. Everything blunder. Everything mistakes. They just forgot and mess up the things. So, you have to decide. These are the people. Everybody cannot be hardworking like you. Everybody cannot be intelligent like you. Everybody cannot do that ultimate samarpan which you did. If you teach some kanya comes and you feel, oh, why she is interested in mobile and why she is watching movies. And when I was there, we just came to center and we just surrendered. You don't expect the same level of surrender from that girl, from that child. When we were there, we used to work so hard. So hard, day and night we used to work. These people, new generations, they just find out excuses, make lame excuses and they just run away. Now they are here and the next moment they have taken to their hills. They are gone. Disappeared. Vanished in thin air. We never know. Why? So we can't expect the same level of perfection. I have made ultimate efforts in my life. Others can't. I am intelligent but others may not be. I have done that surrender. Others may not. I have that sparking love of God. But others don't have. So it's not possible. You have that burning love for God, but in others, that is, it is just shimmering, smoldered. So you can't expect others to level your level of perfection. So Bhaiji said, we gave him some other service and I got rid of him. Otherwise, every day to get disturbed. Every day you teach somebody and he does mistakes. Then it's not possible. Everybody cannot achieve that level of power. So this itself is a disturbance in our job workplace. We told somebody do this task. Next day we call him, he hasn't done it. We want to fire him. But firing will disturb my sthiti. And he has become an inverted earthen vessel. Reverse. Nothing happens. Everything falls flat on him. But I get disturbed. My sthiti, as I said, my sthiti, the stage, the, just remember this, my sthiti is 1 crore. Nothing should disturb it. Second relationship, 1 lakh. Cost of relationships. Don't disturb relationships. Somebody has done mistake and you scold him so much, seva can come back, money can come back, but that person will not come back once he is disturbed. Third, seva, 1000. Seva I am putting at the last. First is sthiti, then sambandh, and then seva. Now this is also very important, relationship. Somebody has done mistake and you scold him like anything, and that person feels depressed. He may leave gyan, he may leave you. That relationship is spoiled. There is a crack here now. That's why even seva will come back, money will come back, but persons will not come back. So for the sake of somebody has lost something which was very costly, it's gone, okay, it will come back, but person will not come back. Those employees, those workers who are working with us, if we scold them, they may not come back. There is a way to tackle, handle them. That is a different thing. So first preference to sthiti, which is the most important. Second, relationships. And third, seva. Service I will keep at the third. So today make a list of those things, obstacles in service, and how to overcome them, how to tackle them, how to handle them, how to go about them. If required, take help from others. Om Shanti.